Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Tomorrow night, there'll be a significant election event for the Australian Christian community. Each campaign, the Australian Christian Lobby holds one election panel webcast, thrashing out some of the big issues it's concerned about. Kevin Rudd and Tony Abbott will be appearing, and among the panel is our special Open House guest from last week, the former Deputy Prime Minister, John Anderson. With a preview, Lyle Shelton is ACL's Managing Director. Lyle, welcome to Open House.
Thanks very much, Lee.
Lyle, who else is on the panel?
As well as the ones you mentioned, Dr. Megan Best, who's a well-known bioethicist, Reverend Dr. Keith Garner, who's probably one of Australia's most prominent members of the charity community from Wesley Mission. We've got Dr. Justine Toe from the Centre for Public Christianity. She's a great cultural commentator. So together with John Anderson and also the other one, Robert McClellan, the former Attorney General. So it's quite a diverse panel of political people, but also cultural commentators and charitable sector people.
Yes, indeed. And as I said, the Prime Minister and the opposition leader will be joining in with this.
They will, and this is by a special exclusive video message that they've both provided to the Christian constituency to be played at this webcast. So we feel very privileged that they've taken the time to record these special messages during the hectic campaign period.
It's a wise thing for them to do politically, to engage with the Christian community.
I think so. The Christian community is a very large segment of Australian society, and whilst I wouldn't say it votes as a bloc, there's certain issues which very much influence the Christian vote, and I think it's wise for both major parties to be seeking to appeal to that constituency.
Lyle, what are the kinds of issues you'll be honing in on?
We want to cover some of the issues that don't get the prominence that we think they should during an election campaign. So issues of homelessness, poverty, justice, gambling reform, obviously the marriage debate, which has been a big debate, and looking at issues of religious freedom, and should Christians be involved in the public square by engaging politics?
Why haven't they had the prominence that you'd like?
That's a very good question. It seems like modern politics always wants to focus on the economy. Now, that's fine, but I think that appeals to our materialistic instincts as Western people, and I think that's a sad thing because that tends to go towards our selfish desires for material improvement. So we tend to not focus as much on the vulnerable. We tend not to focus on life issues, what we might do to help refugees be welcome in Australia, and certainly the issue of family breakdown and what we can do to strengthen marriage and reduce the record numbers of children that we have living in out-of-home care because of abuse and neglect. So I think these are some of the issues which we want to tease out a bit more on the panel, which haven't had the run that they should have or the prominence they should have during the election campaign.
Lyle, on the issue of gay marriage, there is a clear choice this time, unlike previous campaigns, with Kevin Rudd declaring his support for gay marriage and a program to pave the way for that. Has that been a breach in the wall on this issue, do you think?
It has. It's been a very sad breach. We've enjoyed many years of bipartisanship on this, where both sides have been committed to marriage between a man and a woman. Kevin Rudd's recent change of heart has been a big disappointment. He did say that he wouldn't campaign on this, and yet from the get-go of the election campaign, he's put this firmly on the agenda. So that's disappointing. The Labor Party itself has changed its policy to support same-sex marriage, although it does allow its people to have a conscience vote. Whilst the Coalition supports marriage between a man and a woman, Tony Abbott has said that he can't guarantee that his party room won't revisit that policy after the election and allow its members to have a conscience vote, which would certainly water down the party's position. So the ground has certainly shifted on this issue, but I certainly don't believe it is a lost cause, and I certainly don't believe that it's inevitable.
Lyle, what's been your assessment of how this campaign has been conducted and the issues it has focused on?
It has been probably one of the more lacklustre campaigns that we've seen in a long time. I think people have switched off to the campaign. I think a lot of people have made up their mind and are just waiting for election day to come and they can get it over with. It really has been, you know, a grab bag of issues on the Coalition side, stopping the boats, abolishing the carbon tax, etc. Kevin Rudd talking about obviously his new policy on asylum seekers, wanting to try and build the NBN, etc. But I think themes which people are very, very familiar with, and so there's been no sort of overarching big issue or visionary issue to attract voters. things.
So for tomorrow night's webcast, where's it going to be held? How can people hook into the webcast, Lyle?
It'll be held in Sydney at a venue in the inner city, recorded before a live studio audience, and churches all over the country have registered to take it, from Broome right down to Tasmania. There's hundreds of churches that have signed on, and we're hoping for a few more before tomorrow night's event. If people are still wanting to participate in this, they can go to the ACL website, acl.org.au, and they'll see the webcast banner on our homepage, and they can click through and find a venue in their location. As I say, there's hundreds all over the country, and if your church isn't running it, people are welcome to go along to one of the venues that is.
Lyle Shelton, thanks very much indeed for joining us on Open House.
Thanks very much, Lee.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.